You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
Poort FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
And we're back, Poort FM. You're here with me, just Angelica and Rashad on that side. And so today, like we said, we are having an interview with an amazing producer from Cape Town. He's a 25-year-old and he's got passion, you know. He's got passion. His name is Kitchen Beats. Say hi, Kitchen Beats.
Hello, hello. Thank you for the nice intro. Great to be here. I'm super excited.
That is great. So I feel like I already know who he is because I've read the bio and he likes photography and music and he's just kind of interesting. So I want to ask you, Kitchen Beats, a couple of questions, right?
Yep.
Describe yourself in 5 words.
I actually thought about this question for a while and I was like, I think I need 6 words. I don't think 5 words. I think I need 6. Can I have 6?
Yeah.
So if I had 6 words to describe myself, it would be always trying to be my best.
Always trying to be your?
My best.
Your best.
No matter what that might mean, I'm always trying to be my best.
I liked it. That is the first time someone used like a statement or a sentence as the five or six words. Like usually people are like, I'm fun,
happy,
adventurous. I mean, you just came with always trying to be my best. And I like that. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Kitchen Beats.
Thank you.
I would also like to know who or what inspired you to go ahead following, you know, this specific career.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't say there's a specific person or, like, artist that made me do what I do. There's definitely been artists that have, like, helped me along finding what, like, my unique sound was. Or like inspired like my musical direction, like artists like Genie, Gravedigger, Lit Lord, like all come to mind. Like if you ever get a chance to check out Genie's Dead Beat Set, life changing. I've always been like a bit of a creative, like that's just what I'm built for. Like I have a sister who's studying psychology at the moment, and she can just study and consume like walls of text. Like they're it's really impressive. But I just can't do that. Like I look at a wall of text and I get like 2 sentences in and I'm like, why am I doing this? It's like I know it's not going in. So like that type of stuff is like really hard for me. So, like I've always needed to like create stuff, and with music or like production at least, the process of like expressing yourself just happens really quickly than other art forms.
Naturally.
Like if you're making a movie, that can take like years, but like a track will take like a couple of hours to like a week. So it's just like a really quick way of like expressing yourself, conveying an idea or a theme.
I like that. I really like that because I can relate. I mean, yeah, give me a book, you know, some law stuff. I will blank out completely. But like, I mean, if you're an artist, you're a creative. I mean, for me, let's say I want to go into the field that you're in. What qualifications do you think that I would need?
Honestly, you don't need much. I'm currently studying, like, I'm at the end of my, like, electronic music course at Live School in Sydney. I'm doing it online. You don't need to go to a production school, but it's definitely worthwhile. Like, everything I know, like, I owe it to them. There is a bit of a joke in, like, the EDM sphere, like, anybody with a laptop can be a producer. And that's technically true, if you go the YouTube route, there's so many things that you'll just completely miss out on, like, music theory. Like, it's so integral to making music, but, like, you just don't think of it. Like, and it's such a daunting thing. Like, you see all these symbols you don't understand, like scales and like E minor and all this stuff, and it's like it can be really daunting. And
it sounds like maths.
Yeah.
It does. It's giving me a headache.
It sounds like maths.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And especially for me, like, I've never had a music background. So like, it is quite like tough to be like, okay, it's like learning a whole new language. It's like, okay, this key worked in this, like, in this major or minor, but it doesn't, and, like, it's the whole thing.
Then you lied to us. You're a fast learner. What are some of the pros and cons that you face pursuing this specific career?
I have a couple of pros. I only have one con. I'm always trying to stay positive and stuff.
So tell us the bad stuff.
But like, my pros would be like, just be like self-expression, like the ability to just like express yourself without words. Like, I feel like we as humans, like, art is like integral to like our human condition. Like, we always like telling stories or watching whatever, like experiencing like people's expression. That I think is a really cool thing. For me personally, like, music, like bass music especially, like, that's like my whole thing. So like, pursuing a dream and a passion is like, I have something to like live for, I have something to like get me out of bed, like, I have something that I really want to accomplish. And as I've said, like, just like creative like exploration is really cool, like finding out the depth of like your creativity, what like inspires you, what doesn't, like accepting like when you're in the mood, things will happen, and when you're not, you just like accept that it's not happening. Yeah. Like, you can't force it. You can't like force it. Like, forcing yourself to study work, but like with like a creative thing, you can't like force it. Like, it's impossible. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And like, this has to do with like more of my life school experience, but like just making friends with like-minded people, like people that actively support and like promote your art and like help you like progress and grow, I think has been really cool. And then the one con that I have is that like South Africa doesn't exactly have like a bass scene. Like, they like, there's not a lot of like dubstep festivals or like trap festivals or events. But like, that stuff isn't exactly played in the clubs as much. So as like an upcoming artist, it's really hard to like network and make like connections, like industry connections, because there's just nobody to talk to. There's like no events to go to. There's no like promoters to meet. So that's like a thing that I'm like dealing with at the moment.
But yeah. I totally get what you're saying, and I feel like this is the perfect opportunity for you and your friends in that industry to start your own thing, to create.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to add my trap song to the scene.
Hey.
I feel like trap is or like electronic music in general, like, it hasn't been pigeonholed into like having certain tropes. Like, if you want to do a certain genre, obviously you'll have to like go to certain conventions and stuff, but like with hip hop, like, everything has to be hard, everything has to be like spending money and ice and like like with trap, like, or like electronic music, like, it can be literally anything you want. Like, I have a track that's about like an alien invasion, and like another track that's like about love. Like, it can be literally anything you want.
That is so true.
Like, the possibilities are limitless, because because it's so niche, it hasn't been pigeonholed into people expecting certain things from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Kitchen Beats, tell us, who is your dream collaboration, dead or alive?
So initially I was like, I'm just gonna say names. If people know it, I'd be happy. But if they don't, like, I wouldn't be surprised, because like initially I was like, Sippy and Hesh could make something absolutely crazy. Like, their styles like would really gel together. But my final answer would definitely be Alice in Wonderland. Like, those two words, Alice in Wonderland, I think that name's really cool. And Lit Lord.
Okay.
They both have like their own like take on trap, and like Alice in Wonderland is just the queen. Like she like blazes her own path. Like, it's crazy.
Nice.
So I feel like those two sounds coming together, like the hard trap with the future bassy trap, could be really cool.
I'm definitely going to check out Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
Like, think New Day meet Power Trip is what I'm thinking.
Oh, vibes. Okay, cool. I'm definitely going to check that out.
And I would choose Michael Jackson, but okay. The last question.
Is Michael Jackson like super canceled though?
Please don't start. Like, I don't want to have a argument with you right now about the best man.
Like, every time I hear someone mention Michael Jackson, like, oh, shit, you. I don't know if that's what. You know what I mean?
He's uncancelled now.
Oh, is he?
Guys, play nice.
Do you have any advice for the youth of today that wants to, you know, become a musician, a producer, or a sound engineer?
I feel like, firstly, as a life school student, I do have to plug them. Like, I highly recommend it if you do have an opportunity. It is online, so you don't have to actually go to Sydney. I mean, if you want to, it's an amazing opportunity, but I highly recommend that. But other than that, I feel like a realization that I come to, and something that, like a principle of, like, the music that I make, just make the music that you want to hear. Like, don't follow trends, don't, like with me, it's like, I listen to, like, a lot of rhythm and, like, dubstep. That's not what I make. Like, I like have like so little influence of what I make. Like, I just get into Ableton and it just comes out as trap. Like, I don't like actively listen to that much trap anyway. It just comes out that way. So just like make the music you want to hear. Like, yeah, make the music that makes you happy.
Nice, nice. There you have it, guys. All the way from Cape Town, sound designer and music producer Kitchen Beats just dropped the 411 on being in the industry.
I hope you're good in the kitchen.
But yeah, that's actually, I am standing in my kitchen right now.
How did you come up with your name?
Yeah.
Just one last question.
Actually, like, I didn't have a name for a really long time. And, like, my first trainer that I had at live school, because I do the things on Zoom, like the course and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my desk, like, area is, like, right opposite my kitchen. So you can see, like, the cupboard and whatever. So that trainer just used to, like, referred to me as Kitchen Beach. I was like, Kitchen that's Beach. Pretty funny. There's a story. So that kind of stuck.
I like it. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak to us today.
Thank you. I'm super grateful for the opportunity. I hope to speak to you guys soon.
Definitely. We wish you all the best on your future endeavors, and we're looking forward to seeing the songs that you will be producing. And when you do start that music festival, don't forget about us.
Please. We love festivals.
There you have it, guys. That was Kitchen Beats with the 411 and being a music producer and sound designer.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.